Place the patient supine on the operating table. The use of the tourniquet is clearly contraindicated. Palpate the tibial tubercle on the anterior aspect of the proximal tibia and the lateral and medial malleoli at the level of the ankle. Make a longitudinal incision overlying the anterior lateral aspect of the lower leg. Begin at the level of the tibial tubercle and extend the incision to end 6 cm above the level of the ankle. Make a longitudinal incision overlaying the posterior medial aspect of the lower leg. Begin at the level of the tibial tubercle and extend the incision distally, ending 6 cm above the ankle. To decompress the anterior compartments, incise the fascia overlaying the anterior compartment of the skin incision line. 2 separate incisions are required. Ensure that the fascial incision extends the full length of the skin incision. Next, incise the deep fascia overlaying the lateral compartment, ensuring the fascial incision extends the full length of the skin incision. To decompress the superficial and deep flexor compartments, incise the deep fascia in the line with the skin incision to expose the soleus muscle. To decompress the deep flexor compartment, lift the soleus muscle off the intermuscular septum and divide the septum under direct vision, taking care to avoid the posterior neurovascular bundle, which lies just beneath it. The posterior neurovascular bundle is at risk if the fascia covering the deep flexor compartment is not divided carefully.